Hey everyone, Connor here.
And Gabe.
And we're back on Science Unscripted Daily News on COVID-19. And the topic today is, unbelievably, face masks. And I say unbelievably because we are way into this coronavirus outbreak, and that is still an open question.
It is still unclear when you should wear one, if you should wear one. Do they work?
So what is the science on this? Today we're going to go to Anna Davies from Cambridge University, who was the lead author of a study on how face masks work and how the real ones compare to your homemade face masks.
Science Unscripted.
So my name is Anna Davies, and a few years ago I did a study when I was working at Public Health England Laboratories in the UK, looking at homemade face masks to see whether or not they would protect in the event of an influenza pandemic, although obviously it has become applicable now.
So let's get to the big question. Yes or no? Anna, do homemade face masks provide any measure of protection against viruses like the coronavirus?
The honest answer is we don't really know. There's not enough data to really say definitively one way or another. Our study found that they might offer a minimal amount of protection, but that the major role that they might play is in reducing transmission from infected people that are symptomatic.
Let's go to your study, Anna. What exactly did you and your team of researchers look at? What did you compare?
It was a very, very simple study. We had a piece of kit at Porton Down, which is where we did the research, that allows us to generate aerosols of bacteria and viruses. And so we generated those aerosols and we basically blasted them across different bits of fabric to see whether or not how effective they were at filtering the aerosol of the bacteria or the virus. And then we recruited some volunteers from within the laboratories. As I said, this was just a small study. And we got them to make their own face masks using a sewing machine. And we came up with a pattern that was just based on a deconstructed surgical mask. And then we also did the quick cough box test, which is where we got healthy individuals, these were all healthy individuals, to cough into a box that we could then sample the air from and collect bacterial samples. We weren't actually looking for virus, we just looked at bacteria. And we measured it with a surgical mask, with a homemade mask, which is made out of T-shirt fabric. And then we also did it with no mask and we compared the difference.
So what was the difference between the surgical mask and the one made of a cotton T-shirt?
We found that they were about a third as effective as the surgical mask.
A third doesn't sound like much, but that's still a third better than nothing, right?
Exactly. And so it's not to say that homemade masks are not completely ineffective based on our study. However, there was a study that was done in Vietnam where they tried them in healthcare and they actually found that they were worse than the control arm where people were allowed to choose homemade or surgical masks versus the medical mask, which is why when I say there is so little data, there really is so little data for this type of mask.
Can you clarify, how do I use this thing? Do I use it once and throw it away? Do I boil it after I use it? How do I use one?
Well, that's a good question because there's been no research or very little research that I'm aware that's been done on this. And one of the things that we raised in our study was we didn't know the effect of how long, that water vapor from the breath on the efficacy of the mask. It might increase it or it might reduce it. However, if you are going to wear it, I would make sure you know the inside from the outside of the mask because you don't want to put it on the wrong way around. You would wash it in between use and you would only use it if you had to go out, for example, a necessary trip, so unavoidable risk. So if you're going to the shops. If you were symptomatic and, for example, you're sharing a flat with somebody and you have an unavoidable contact, and I should stress unavoidable, this is not a replacement for social distancing or isolation, then you would need to be very careful in how that is handled. Boil wash, thorough drying before reuse, and you'd probably want at least 5 to 6 masks.
From your study, would you advise people to use a mask at this point in time?
I can't really advise based on a very small proof of principle study. However, if people would like to wear a mask and they are making them, they probably won't do any active harm provided that they do it alongside social isolation, social distancing, hand hygiene, and all the other interventions that were currently in play.
And again, that was Anna Davies improvising an interview there for us from quarantine, self-imposed.
On WhatsApp. Thank you for taking your time there.
Yeah, thank you, Anna. And again, letting everyone know that the science isn't totally in, but it seems like a homemade mask made out of cotton can provide some form of protection if you're doing other things like disinfecting your hands and maintaining social distancing. Please do that.
Science Unscripted.